shrinking agency budgets and the widespread use of cloud computing is starting to address a long-standing problem for agencies known as shadow IT. Now, shadow IT is when employees deploy hardware and software without the permission or knowledge of the agency's CIO. And come on, you know you do it. Federal News Radio's executive editor says joins us now to discuss how agencies are starting to shine the light on this rogue IT. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so rogue IT, this is one I haven't heard about. Why is the combination of budget and cloud getting at things people aren't supposed to be doing?
Well, it's over the years, things have developed, and I think that's where this rogue IT came from. But now with budget shrinking and cloud computing making things a lot easier, I think these two forces are reshaping how agencies are working. Remember, with less money, there's less money for this rogue IT, and with cloud computing, it's now easier and cheaper to build off that standard platform, which makes things, again, you don't have to do it in the shadows because it can happen more quickly. Larry Sweet is NASA's Chief Information Officer.
What I'm trying to change at least NASA is let's protect at an agency level the enterprise services first. And I've implemented an enterprise first program, whereas any new IT requirements need to consider enterprise and shared services first. And if those don't work, can't meet the requirements, then we can waiver out. And having that kind of rigidity in terms of new requirements that need to be met, hopefully that will address some of the shadow IT. If I can provide those under an enterprise umbrella, and I can be smart in provisioning that IT in a way that meets the requirements, I think I can eventually chisel away at those IT requirements. And again, it is a partnership. I need to be able to sell this idea to stakeholders, to the folks who own the budgets, because I don't own all IT budgets at NASA.
And now Sweet says that means that partnership that he talks about means building the right contract, the right platform, and building a set of standards that meets the Bureau's office's needs, and eventually that the budget, you know, the budget reductions will strangle the shadow IT. Now, Sweet spoke yesterday at a panel of CIOs at the FCA Bethesda Breakfast in Bethesda, Maryland. Another one of those CIOs was Rafael Diaz, the new CIO at the Department of Housing and Urban Development. He's been on the job for about 3 months. He says shadow IT was one of the first areas he was alerted to when he came on board. DS says the cloud is changing the tone of the conversation now when it comes to implementing separate hardware and software.
It's what happens when the CIO becomes the office of no. They say, oh, we can't do that, or we can't do that. Well, you know, folks want to go out there and they'll do it. And this happens in private industry as well. It's, you know, people go have their credit cards, they go out to Amazon, they set up a cloud environment, and they start doing stuff. There's no security, there's no process, they're putting out sensitive data, but they're getting their job done. Yeah. People want to get their job done. Right. And that's where the CIO needs to come in and be able to say, here's how it's going to happen, but we need to do it with discipline, because security is important, because process is important, because repeatability is important, because accountability is important, and because we don't have enough money to do it wrong. We have to do it right the first time.
Now, Diaz says the CIOs also have to understand the goals of the business owners and roll out technology more quickly and more effectively, and that's where the cloud comes in. He says that's going to help get those quick wins and build momentum and stop this spread of shadow IT.
And behind what Diaz was saying, Jason, is that maybe it's not always a bad thing. There's a reason people bring in stuff. So did all of the CIOs agree that that shadow IT is always bad?
I think all four on the panel yesterday said yes, the typical, the historical type of shadow IT that's done without the CIO's knowledge isn't good for the organization and actually puts the organization at risk. But you're right, I think the panel was split between having a total centralized control of all IT and finding that right balance to give some offices, you know, some latitude to maybe come up with some innovations. Sunny Hashmi is the CIO at the General Services Administration. He says GSA has been running a program to control shadow IT, but still let it happen for the last few years.
CIOs need to figure out a mechanism where they can accept a certain amount of shadow IT, because here's the deal. The tools out there, the technologies that are available, are getting so sophisticated and so cheap with the cloud. And it'll be a whack-a-mole exercise all day long to try to clamp down on shadow IT all over the place, because the fact is that you can't even detect now when somebody can dial into a service from their smartphone using LTE. I want to create an environment where my business users feel like it's okay. I'm not going to beat down on them if they're trying to get something done. I'm going to give them some leeway to go out and get these things done, and then let's at least be part of the conversation And then either I will say, look, your business case is so unique that you need this tool. Four of you need this tool. Nobody else does. Great. You're sanctioned to do so, and we're going to keep tabs on you. Or, gee, we never didn't think about this great tool is out there. Maybe we should start thinking about incorporating it for the enterprise.
Now, Hashmi says the CIO's office always will be behind the grassroots innovation that happens within these field offices because there's policy and budget and just, you know, the size of any organization, the CIO cannot keep up with everything. Hashmi says if he's not filling the business owner's needs, they will figure out how to do their jobs without the CIO. So using this kind of controlled version of shadow IT, he can understand where the gaps exist from his perspective and how best to fill them from an enterprise perspective. Along with Hashmi, Sylvia Burns is the Interior Department's new CIO. She, too, believes CIOs must find the right balance of control and innovation. Burns says Interior's three-year effort to transform its IT infrastructure is providing some important lessons when it comes to managing shadow IT.
The philosophy of our bureaus and offices, and we have 14, 15 of them, and they're extremely powerful, right? Their philosophy was, you know what, we don't need that so much because we're optimized as we are. You know, we just really would like you to go away. And we didn't go away because there was a compelling argument about why we were trying to consolidate this thing, the common stuff, right? So 5 months ago, I was meeting with the IT leaders in our bureaus and offices, and they told me, you know what, and we've been through a lot. I have to tell you honestly, we've been through a lot because the way we were approaching our IT transformation was more like a hostile takeover. It created a lot of rifts in the organization, and you can't do big stuff if people are fighting you. You have to be together. So a lot of what I've been busy with in the last 5 months is repairing those relationships and getting us all to be together. So one of the things they told me 5 months ago is, Sylvia, you know, we agree with where you're coming from. The build once, use many, we get that. That makes sense for where we are today. So for 14 of these very independent organizations to come to me and say, you know, everybody's shaking their head in consensus that build once, use many makes sense, is huge. I will tell you that had money been flush in IT, I don't know that we would have gotten there.
Now, Burns says the IT transformation is all about shared services for commodity IT in the cloud. She says the cloud creates a platform for field offices to come to her and say, hey, we need some help analyzing new IT or potentially expand this new idea to other places, even enterprise-wide. So that's where the cloud and budget really are coming together. Now, NASA's suite now doesn't necessarily disagree with the need for balance and control around innovation, but he does ask a fundamental question for NASA and really every agency must ask.
Do I want rocket scientists to be doing IT? Do I want NASA engineers doing IT? Today, there are. And if they're doing that because they feel like they can't get what they need from the CIO organization, then that's a problem that needs to be solved. I think that we need to focus on our capabilities, our core capabilities today. Our budget doesn't afford us to do business like we've done in the past. I don't want to stifle innovation, but one of the things I do wrestle with as a CIO is it is more costly to NASA and to taxpayers to have engineers and scientists doing IT. And I would prefer that they use enterprise services.
Now, every CIO is going to have to ask that question, whether it's scientists and engineers or whomever, do they want their business people worrying about the day in and day out? And, you know, basically focusing on areas that aren't their expertise. And, you know, I think the answer is going to be no most of the time.
And, Jason, how much success has GSA had in controlling shadow IT?
Well, this program that they set up, commonly playfully called the Jedi Council, is actually having a pretty desired effect on how the agency can control shadow IT. Sunny Hashmi, the CIO, says GSA has about 200 to 300 employees working in this Jedi Council shadow IT program, specifically for the most part looking at up-and-coming areas of technology, big data, mobility, analytics, many others. He says these volunteers must first get approval from their supervisors to spend a certain number of hours per week per month on these types of projects. Now, I caught up with Hashmi after the event yesterday to ask him for more details on this Jedi Council.
It does help because of two things. I think it gets us, our organization, better visibility into what the business lines are doing, and it helps us guide them and them to guide us on how we should evolve together.
Can you think of an example where there was a gap that you filled that maybe the Jedi Council or somebody else said, you know, Sunny, if you only provided this, that would be much better for all of us?
You can think of a couple. I think one of them is some of the advanced analytics tools that we're looking at. We've had lots of investments over time in traditional BI stacks, but there were just just not cutting it in certain cases, like deep analytics and real-time analytics and things like that. So this JEDI Council and the larger community around it helped us identify better tools, and then we actually did an acquisition for those tools, secured them, and then offered them back as an enterprise solution.
Now, Hashmi says the community also helped GSA validate the usefulness of mobile apps. He says he's asked the council to provide details about how they're using these apps, the security, the authentication protocols, and then GSA is using that information to decide whether or not to let the apps on the network and be used more broadly. Now, this whole concept of shadow IT is something I think more and more CIOs are going to and are paying more attention to. Obviously, the cost factor is huge, but also their cybersecurity and standardization. And the cloud, as more agencies are getting to the cloud, it's solving a lot of these long-time problems. So I think it's something we should watch over the next, you know, 6-9 months, over the next year, Tom.
All right. Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.